When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Franklin, Tennessee has been deemed one of the South's prettiest towns, one of the 50 best places to travel, a magical Christmas town. Franklin has been making headlines from Travel and Leisure to the Wall Street Journal. But to us, it's just home, a place we've always bragged on, and now we're finally ready to share our intimate thoughts with you. Join us at the table as we discuss our hometown of Franklin.
Laura Beth,
and we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia. We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Great, welcome to the table. It only took us 220 episodes to get to Franklin, Tennessee, our own backyard.
You know why I think that is, though? We love it. We talk about it here and there all the time. I think we just are trying to be mindful that we're regional.
Yes.
And we're sensitive to being hyperlocal.
Yes.
I think that's what it is.
Yes. To a fault, probably, because we get asked a lot, as do most people that have lived here any amount of time, what to do here, what to see, where to stay, where to eat, all the things. So
today's your day.
Today's your day. And now we have an episode that we can gloriously point everybody to that asks those questions. Okay, before we jump into our topic today, just a quick thank you to Sharon, who sent us a screenshot of her 5-star review.
Yahoo!
Thank you, Sharon. She said, "You lovely ladies have been the best introduction to living in the South a California transplant could have."
Aww.
Hey, Sharon, the show was created for you. She said there was an episode on how to be a great hostess with very solid ideas on what to have on hand for guests that I really enjoyed. I took notes and I implemented your ideas immediately. So.
Oh, thanks,
there
Sharon.
There you go, Sharon. We're sending you some swag. And if you guys also, the month of November, we're giving thanks for you as you give thanks for us. Send us a screenshot of your review. And if we read it on air, then we will send you some swag. So, one thing I did want to just say up front is I've never visited Franklin.
That's true. We literally have never visited.
So, unlike all of the other visit episodes that we've done from various cities across the South, we can't help but have this one to be different. Because
You know what I was thinking, though? I will say Franklin used to seem further away from Brentwood and Nashville.
Yes.
Than it does now.
Yes.
Because of growth. Mm-hmm. Like, it used to seem like you would go down Franklin Road a long time from Nashville or Brentwood before you got to downtown Franklin.
Yeah.
And now it's like a blink.
So you're saying
stuff everywhere.
Because we're all used to driving more?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying because it used to be nothing to see as you drove down said road.
I see.
And now there's something
lining
great that road everywhere.
Yes.
So...
Yes.
I felt like I was visiting Franklin when I was a resident as a little girl in Nashville.
Yes. That's the last time you visited Franklin.
Yeah.
That's a great place to start. Yes. Because I think we mentioned this on the Visit Nashville episode that our family moved to Nashville in 1971. So you've called it home your whole life, and I certainly have as well.
Yeah, you were born here, literally.
Yeah. So we've never visited here as a tourist, and so therefore, undeniably, we will be giving a perspective that's different than we had on all of our other visit episodes. But we think that's going to be fun.
Right, and I think to some degree, we will probably mention things you're not going to read in Southern Living magazine. Some will have overlap.
Yeah.
But we have our favorites that maybe are not the most sparkly.
Yes.
In a tourism way.
I have a whole section that I'd love to have a discussion on things you're not going to read in a guidebook. So, and they're not just like off the beaten path. They're just not as highly awarded or highly acclaimed, but they're just as good or better.
I was going to say, but they should be.
So, for whatever reason. Well, we've got to start with history because Franklin, Tennessee was founded on October 26, 1799. I like
that's
to say
our best birthday.
I like to say the October 26th because that's my day of birth. And so that's where we got to start. But apart from that, Civil War history is what really marked our city in terms of the initial draw people had to wanting to come here. Now, we didn't do a great job at showcasing that for many, many years. We've done a lot better job since like the mid-2000s at starting to tell the stories better. All these, you know, preservationists and historians have gotten more serious about grabbing up the land that used to be occupied for this Battle of Franklin that I'm about to talk about. So it's the initial thing that I think most people think about that know much about history is the Battle of Franklin. And that battle was part of the Civil War on November 30th, 1864. We had one of the bloodiest battles that happened right here, including like Lainey's backyard where we're recording like right now. Like we are sitting on what was a very, very, very bloody scene for about a 6-hour time period. There were 10,000 casualties. 6 hours.
It was the bloodiest 6 hours of the whole Civil War.
Yeah.
And included 5 generals.
Yeah. More Confederate generals were killed at Franklin than any other battle in the whole Civil War.
Yeah, so that's wild to think.
It
more
is.
More than Gettysburg or...
And even just when you think about the infiltration of just people on the ground in the city, we had heard that there were about 600 people that made
residents
up the population of Franklin in 1864. And that day, there were about 60,000 men here. Anyway, in the mid-2000s, yes, concerned citizens here got to work to commemorate the grounds. There were different groups that sought to purchase pieces of land to actually start to tell the stories better. We've really watched that happen right before our eyes. Like where once stood a Domino's and a Pizza Hut right off of Columbia Avenue has now been cleared for battlefield tours.
Yeah, because that's where it happened. And so it is kind of sad that at one point it was pizza joints.
Yeah, yeah. So it takes that eyesore to step back and go, wait,
what are
we
doing?
Can do this better.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of intentionality put around preserving the history in this area. Lots of groups have spent time and poured into resources around that. There's two historical places that we wanted to say are really, really great visits.
Yeah, if both you're coming. Of them are.
Like both. And they are within a mile of each other. So if you've got time, we would say do both. If you only have time for one, then go to the first one I'm going to mention, which is the Carton Plantation.
We both say this is the best. Carter House is awesome, too.
Yeah, so Carton Plantation and Carter House both were just significant properties, residential homes in Franklin, right in our backyard, that played very different roles in the Battle of Franklin. But Carton Plantation, within a matter of minutes, turned into a field hospital where you can only imagine all kinds of bloodiness was happening.
So if you happen to have read the New York Times bestseller, Widow of the South, that was about the Carton Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
If that's sounding vaguely familiar and you read that book, that's why.
Yeah. Authored by Robert Hicks, who was a Franklin resident for many years and just passed away not too long ago and is actually buried out there at Carton Plantation.
In the family cemetery.
Yes. Now, also on the grounds at Carton Plantation, I find this to be unique, is the largest privately owned Confederate cemetery. The Carter House is also a significant place. Both of these have great tours, like round the clock. Like, just check the website and figure out what day you want to come, get tickets, figure out, you know, when you can do a tour. It'll be well worth it.
If you happen to be here on November 30th, which was the date the battle happened, there's sometimes even special tours and special events around that as well.
Yeah.
So,
and if you see men and women, mostly men, dressed in attire, that's not too uncommon to see around this area too. I think it's very funny to just, you know, be driving down the road and all of a sudden there's like a little infantry happening.
Right. Do you remember one time we were raking leaves outside and cannons were going off? And I'm like, it's weird that we don't even worry about the cannons are going off and right down the street.
So true. Okay. So you will see placards and landmarks galore related to that battle. So I just wanted to start there. I'm not a historian, so I don't need to get into the weeds of all the details of that, but it was a significant battle, and we want to tell the story well here. So we tried to. Okay, where to next? We're going to cover a lot of areas. The downtown area is about a 16-block span. Our main street is sort of the hallmark of that block. And
speaking of hallmark is probably like the right hallmark word to use,
right? Yeah.
It looks like Bedford Falls, especially if it happens to be snowing.
Which
is not very often, but
no.
So a lot of what we're going to mention, especially Laura Beth, was good about mostly staying there.
Well, I just know when you're visiting,
when you're a tourist, that's where you are.
You can't go here, there, and everywhere. You usually kind of just like, where are we going to be for the afternoon?
You know? And now with travel, a lot of people do Uber. They don't even rent a car.
Sure.
Especially with the cost of renting cars right now.
Yeah.
But you were better about that.
Well, you just can't
such a
help
local
it.
That you're I'm like, I'm here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, as a resident that can walk to downtown Franklin, sometimes it's so busy down there that I avoid it like the plague.
That's true.
It's not that I don't love it. It's just...
Yeah. Word is out. Yeah. We have a very, very, very good visitor center. So I'll go ahead and say this up front. Both online, they have tons of resources.
Yes.
And the actual visitor center, which is on 4th Avenue in downtown Franklin, is well stocked with all kinds of information and very friendly people that want to help you.
Absolutely. And if there's things on there you are interested in that we are not mentioning, they probably have a brochure about it.
For sure. There's so many brochures we will not mention today, and that does not mean they're not awesome. It just means you can go there and hear about it, right?
That's right.
And we just wanted to give you our perspective.
This is our brochure,
yes. I think a lot of people, you know, want to shop. So whether that be for antiques, clothing, gifts, decor. So can we cover shopping
real quick? Let's start there. And you mentioned antiques. I'm going to say you're not probably going to find very many true antiques.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anywhere in Franklin. I mean, they are out there to be had. Don't get me wrong. But majority of what you're going to find, particularly on Main Street.
Yes.
Is not going to be
antiques. That's going to be a replica. The antiques are at the Franklin Antiques Mall, which is like many antiques setups, vendors that have booths.
Right.
And so it's a different look as you're moving around the store. And it is a very large store.
And that Winchester Antique Mall that's on the other side of Main Street.
Yes.
Is another one that has different.
Yes.
Booths.
And we like in the back of that, we like Scarlet Scales.
Very much.
Yes. So.
And she's been at it.
She used
to have a booth in an antique mall that was in another location when she was 13.
I was going to say, she was like a teenager when she started picking. That's
Who
amazing.
Who was picking at 13? That is
Scarlet.
It's pretty amazing.
Okay, so shops. Let's talk about shops. We can do Main Street.
Let's start
And then
there.
We can move out.
Okay.
So obviously, we're going to give a nod to our friends at Hester & Cook.
We love that store.
They're sponsoring our show right now, but that's not exactly why we would mention them.
No,
we were going to
Hester & Cook before we knew Angie Cook.
Yes.
And I have still some in my ownership, some of the first paper they put out. Do you remember we had that conversation with her?
Oh, that's right. I don't even know.
I'm old school.
Yeah, yeah. That might be worth something soon. You might need to put that away. All right, a couple of other great shops on Main Street. I love the Spice Shop. It's called Savory Spice.
Yes.
They have incredible selection I actually like going there for salt-free, low-sodium mix options. That's a gift I give to my in-laws all the time because they're supposed to be on a low-sodium diet. So I give them all these mixes for dips, soups.
That's so cool.
All these things. But they have so many wonderful spices there.
Truth be said, we all feel better when we have low sodium.
Yeah.
Always feel better if I don't have too much sodium.
Yeah. But they, I mean, they have a large breadth of things. That's
and
just
they
what
even
I
have some great things you can put together as a gift, like a grilling set or a,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
All these different ones that they'll help you put things together.
Yes.
And we didn't mention about Hester & Cooke. If all you're familiar with Hester & Cooke is their paper products, you still should go in their store because they carry other things besides just the paper. There's gifts galore in there.
They're big into, now they're doing a lot of serving ware. They're doing lighting. They're doing a large amount of children's products, things
gift
for
gift cards by cool artists, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So. No, that's a definite. And especially, I can't remember what time of year it is, but a couple of times a year they have significant sales where they have good clearance and markdowns. So that's in the back of the store.
Definitely check that out. White's Mercantile. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah. So since you brought that up, I'll go ahead and mention that that's owned by Holly Williams, granddaughter to Hank Williams.
Junior.
Daughter to Hank Williams Jr.
Right, right. Yeah.
Sorry. And it's just a cool, like, old-fashioned general store with new things that look old.
But are
so
cool and chic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the bougie general
store. It's very bougie, though. Do not expect to find
Cracker Barrel prices.
Five and dime sorts of prices. Yeah. And
but I do love it. And there's things for kids and guys and gals and families.
It's just a gift-giving inspiration to go through there.
It really
so,
is.
Yeah, it's a great spot for gifts. And it's just fun. It's just very... It shows you a bit of the region, I think. They've got, you know, biscuit mixes up front. They've got some menswear that's, you know, for hunting and fishing.
I love the men's stuff.
Like, I do too.
I'm not great at men's gifts. And, well, I know what I like. But I just think that's a cool shop for men's gifts.
Yeah. So since I've already mentioned that one, I'll go ahead and mention the other celebrity-owned stores on Main Street.
Do it.
So that was White's. There's two other celebrity-owned places. The band The Newsboys, the original band member Phil Joel from Australia, he owns The Green Room, and that's a really recent pop-up store.
Yeah, I popped in there just because I hadn't been in yet. And
yeah.
I knew we were doing this episode, and I'm like, I gotta see what all they have.
Yeah.
And it was adorable.
It's adorable. Think highly sustainable products. Think green. That's
right.
That's the reason, The Green Room. Home decor gifts, really cool mixers. Like, they had that whole section of kitchenware, and it looked very vintage.
Yes.
And yeah, it's a really fun spot.
Albums back in the back,
yeah.
And some fun kids stuff, and even some cute Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it's getting
because
to be
it's
that
getting
season,
to Christmas,
if you're listening in
and
next year.
And last but not least, the Christian music singer Toby Mac owns a sneaker store called Citizen. So it is really close to the Starbucks down at the Five Points intersection. And
he's a sneaker guy.
It's just sneakers.
So it's cool sneakers.
It's, you know, there might be like a handful of t-shirts on a rack. There's a basement that always has a really good clearance sale. So if you
did not know that.
If you don't see how to access the basement, ask them because those are good sales. But yeah, Citizen, Toby Mac. Okay, what else? Do you have any other
stores? Well, we love philanthropy.
Oh, I love philanthropy.
It started small and it's gotten bigger.
Home decor, really cool clothes.
Yes.
Like all women's. No, I don't believe they have any men's clothing.
They used to.
Oh, really? I'm never looking for men's in there. So just imagine like all of the elements of a Christian bookstore, but with all of the cool edge of somebody that's given it, like, I don't know, a little bit of an update, if you will. Like, there's Christian music playing. There is a sanctuary that sits in the middle
so
of the
beautiful.
Store that is shaped like a chapel. And you can go inside and you will see tag after tag after tag of prayer requests that people have left. You can write your own prayer request to leave. You can take one with you to be praying for somebody. It's really, really, really just a sweet spirit there, for
sure.
And
they pick a different philanthropy each year to donate some of the proceeds to, and hence the name philanthropy.
Yes. Okay, I got to mention Landmark Books, because if you're a Karen Kingsbury fan, listen up. You'll definitely want to stop in Landmark. So Karen Kingsbury is a Franklin resident, and she's a best-selling author. She was inspired to write her New York Times best-selling book, The Bridge, which came out in 2012. It's a heartwarming, inspirational story based on a bookstore in Franklin, which is Landmark, and that is the husband and wife who own it, a young couple from Belmont University who discover love and a flood that brings them all together. So it was made into an award-winning two-part Hallmark movie. And we've already discussed that our Main Street
looks like Hallmark.
So this just seals the deal. And the building is old. It's very cool. It's circa 1808. It was some sort of factory store. But like Andrew Jackson's been in this building, Davy Crockett, Sam Houston. Like, wow. That's crazy.
That is so wild to think about.
And it's an independent bookstore, so it's just cool.
You know it's cool.
Yeah.
And it's another great place to get gifts.
Yes, yes. Let's see, have I got anything else? Oh, you love that Rooted from Yarrow Acres.
I do. I'm a plant nerd.
Yeah.
So if you want a gift for a plant lover or something for your own home or yard, that's a good place to pop in.
Yeah. I love the Tin Cottage as well. Just gifts. Souvenirs.
It stood the test of time on Main Street for a long time, too.
For sure. Very, very cute. They'll wrap it up cute for you. Just great Franklin stuff, great funny Southern stuff. Oh, speaking of Southern stuff, that reminds me of a location, a store not on Main Street that I want to mention. It's over at the Factory. The Fork of the South is such a cute store.
Great place for a souvenir.
They have a milkshake bar. So if you're hungry and you want a like really jazzed up milkshake, you can get a really fun one there. But yeah, they've got a ton of brands actually that we've mentioned on this show before.
Absolutely.
In gift guides and interviews. They carry
fun
that.
Fun Southern Books.
1818 Farms. They carry all their stuff there. Yeah.
Some fun Dolly Parton gifts, like all kinds of fun stuff.
And really fun vintage children's gifts in the back, too. So just all around.
That's a great one.
A really fun spot.
And then I do love to go in the registry.
Yeah.
Just like the name says, it's mostly where brides would register.
Yes.
So it's got a lot of the china, some of the brands that you see in magazines, V-Tree, Art Italica, some of those lovely Italian kind of brands and things. But I even like to go in just for inspiration to see what they put together and
drool a little.
Yeah.
Okay, you got any other stores that are must hits?
You know I do.
I know.
I'm a shopper. I love a couple more we're gonna put later.
Yeah.
Kind of pro tip.
Pro tips.
Kind of things.
Yeah.
But Sanctuary South is a beautiful home decor and jewelry. You know those kind of stores.
Oh, yeah.
All that together. That's in the West Haven neighborhood.
Okay.
I don't go over there much.
Right.
But I do love that store.
Okay.
Sanctuary South. And there's another shop that's kind of in a weird location. I'm going to say it's a weird location because it's not around any others, but called Riverside.
Oh, but that's downtown.
It is downtown.
It's not Main Street, but it's like Bridge Street. Yeah.
It's on Bridge
Street. Yeah.
And it is home decor and garden stuff.
Yeah. It's a cool spot.
It's both.
Yes.
And it's big.
Yes.
It's a big shop. Not antiques, mostly. I don't think there's antiques. Anyway, I like that one. If you're looking for home decor, it's definitely, you need to pop in there.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk food, because
we gotta eat,
and we Southerners like our food. So I feel like the list could be really long, so I'm only going to touch on a few.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we don't like others.
And you are adamantly opposed to eating at chains when you travel, so I bet you're not going to be mentioning any chains, are you?
I have one chain.
I'm just kidding.
That I don't know how large the chain is. It's out of Texas.
Okay,
so,
fair enough.
But most of mine are not chains.
Okay. Well, if anyone's coming to Franklin and they're like having a meal, and they're in the downtown area, I just take them to Puckett's.
For sure.
Puckett's Grocery, it's just shortened to Puckett's. That's how you would hear people call it. It's a meet and three. It's in the heart of downtown. It's
started in Franklin, owned by a Franklin resident that we know.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Very fair prices, in my opinion, on their menu. They have great hamburgers. It's a decent size location.
I would call it still like mostly a Southern meet and three style.
Yeah. I've never had anything bad there. I'll say that. And I've had a lot of variety. I've ever had everything from their salads to their cobbler. So
they do breakfast well. They do lunch well.
Yes.
At night, you often need a reservation because there's live music. So that's something to know.
And there might be a cover charge. But breakfast and lunch are really, really solid. So if you've got a meal, for sure, put that in there.
Now, if it's fine dining that you're looking for, we got you covered.
Yep.
In downtown Franklin, I'm voting Red Pony.
Okay. I'm voting Cork and Cow.
I've not been to Cork and Cow.
Oh, it's so good. It's like one of the best steaks I've ever had. Aside from that place
in Mississippi. It's the same ownership, both of those.
That's true. That's true.
As is 55 South. But I love Red Pony. I've been there the most. Mm-hmm.
They're known for shrimp and grits. Is that one of their most popular menu items? Yeah. Cork and Cow is
a
great
steak.
It's a fancy cocktail. It's just a really nice meal out. I would highly recommend reservations because it's a smaller restaurant. So, yeah.
Actually, I'd recommend, if you can, reservations for either of those.
For either of those, yeah.
And then one other fine dining that I'm going to mention, and it's my chain, but I don't know how big this chain is. Perry's.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Texas.
Okay.
I did have a glorious meal there recently, and it's closer over to the Cool Springs area.
Yeah.
But if you want a good fine dining, that's a good option.
I have other restaurants I'll be mentioning in my pro tips section.
Okay.
So my list sounds really short.
I think I'll put mine there as well.
Because I have pro tips for y'all. So
I would say if somebody's looking for just a good cocktail.
Yeah.
Also on Main Street is Gray's.
Yes. Gray's, formerly a pharmacy, so therefore the sign looks kind of like a pharmacy because they just restored it.
I love that we still have the old sign. They did some nods to the pharmacy inside.
Yeah.
As well. But Garden and Gun actually named their cocktail, it's a bourbon-based cocktail called Anthem Spirit, as either one of the best cocktails in the South or the best. I can't remember, but they have great cocktails there.
And we haven't gotten to get over there because it just opened, like, no joke, within like the last week. There is a speakeasy now in downtown Franklin on the backside of our Mellow Mushroom Pizza restaurant. We have the Amendment 18 Speakeasy. Now, the entrance is located in the alley. You're supposed to use the rear entrance of Mellow Mushroom, and you're supposed to look for a Frankenstein switch.
How funny.
For entry. There might even be like a green light bulb when they're open, but I think their hours are like 4 to 9 or 4 to 10 or I don't know. They open at 4. I remember that.
Okay.
Because I remember on Sundays they have jazz from 4 to 7.
That's
which
when
I
we're
thought,
going. That's when we're going.
I want to be there right now, actually.
It's 4:13.
It's about that time. But yeah, I bet it's really fun and really cool. And you feel like you're just in the know by going through an alley and finding a speakeasy.
That's right.
It's brand new. Oh, we should also mention that our location called The Factory, which I always just call it The Factory. My husband jokes that that is for a Midwesterner. That does not sound like an appealing place to go visit.
That's
it's
hilarious.
A factory.
Like, get your aluminum lunchbox.
Which it formerly was a factory of stoveworks.
Stoves. Of
Jameson mattress.
Mattress.
So that's why it's called The Factory. But now it's just a very sort of fun, chic, family-friendly place where you can find restaurants and shop. And they're doing a lot of renovations to it right now.
Yeah, so it's been a shopping area for almost 25 years, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's getting a whole revamp.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be totally different. And so we were going to mention some of the things that are coming.
Yeah.
Not much open yet. Some are.
We literally just tried Hattie B's Chicken, which
Hot
Chicken, Nashville Hot Chicken, which just moved in and opens the week this is coming out. Wonderful chicken. Very hot.
But be careful. Like, I'm a spice lover and medium is wonderful to me.
Yeah. We personally loved the sandwich the best.
We did love that sandwich. It had
the comeback sauce on it. It had coleslaw. I can't remember if there was a pickle on the top of the...
There was a pickle.
Brioche bun that was grilled.
So the coleslaw and the comeback sauce kind of cooled down the heat. We had it as a medium.
Yeah. But they'll give you chicken anywhere from none to...
To no spice all the way up to...
Shut the cluck up. Like that was what they call it.
And I tasted it and threw it in the trash.
Did you?
Oh, gosh. I'm not meaning that mean to them, but like my gums were on fire.
Oh my God. I know we had a PR call right after it and I was just like, what was I thinking?
You didn't actually try that one. No, I tried one habanero.
Yeah.
Pepper. This was ghost pepper and my gums were on fire and I was like, there's no reason for me to do this. So glad I know.
Yes.
But that won't be happening again.
But it's a fun spot especially if you're wanting to try Nashville hot chicken.
And we won't go into the story of the hot chicken, but it's a funny story on how it got started in the Nashville community.
Yes.
So other things that are coming, we have an old favorite coming back to the factory called Sapphire.
Woohoo!
And this is a Southern fare, little like chic Southern fare. Like I remember they used to have this glorious peach pork chop, like a peach glazed pork chop.
Yes.
That was so good.
Yes.
Shrimp and grits.
They did shrimp and grits really well. Yeah.
Cobblers, all those kinds of things. Yeah. But a little higher end.
Yeah.
Also, you know, good desserts and drinks and just a cool, chic atmosphere.
Very cool.
So we're all glad that's coming back. What took its place in the factory is also wonderful when it left, and that's Mojo Tacos.
Yes.
They are... unique tacos, I guess you would say. Like, this is not your traditional Mexican. This is Korean cauliflower.
Yeah. And I get the fried avocado and you get the...
There's a cheeseburger. Yeah. There's a brisket taco. There's a hot chicken taco.
Yeah.
So you only need maybe like, two tacos.
Yeah, they have sides too.
Yeah, they have Mexican street corn. All kinds of options, obviously, chips and queso.
Good margaritas. Yes.
Wonderful margaritas.
All different flavors and kinds.
Yes. I love the cucumber jalapeno margarita. But that's a wonderful spot
that
to
place
try.
That place is open.
And it's open.
Yeah. What else is coming? I can't remember.
Otaku Ramen.
Oh, yeah. You're
so
excited
about this. So I'm a
ramen
eater.
Yes.
I've been to this location that they have in Nashville. And so excited Franklin is getting one. Also, White Alligator, which is going to be Cajun food.
Oh,
that'll
okay.
be a fun one to try.
Okay, I don't think I heard that. I know that Murray's Cheeses is open. I passed by it the other day, and it's open. So if you want some fancy cheese,
they Edley's Barbecue is coming.
Oh yeah,
which is known for their brisket, which in the Nashville location sells out fairly quickly.
Okay,
so I don't know how that'll all roll. At the factory location, but we are getting an Edley's. There's already a Jenny's ice cream.
Yep. Etch is coming. Also fine dining with just very unique spin on some Southern fare.
Another thing that's coming to the factory, not food related, but we have a local artist who's hand carving animals to be on this carousel. I've seen some pictures of what he's doing and it is remarkable.
Beautiful.
So that would be a cool thing to experience with a kid. Maybe get some special photographs there.
Yeah. You mentioned coffee and I should mention, I do have two places that I love.
Okay. We'll see if they're the same.
Onyx and Alabaster.
The best coffee.
If they have anything.
I've had in a long time.
I know. If they, that's right on the square, like our downtown. We call it a square, even though it's a circle. If they have anything seasonal they're offering, I recommend trying it because they do seasonal things extremely well.
Now, I think it's a strange mix that they are a design house and coffee shop.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that pairing came to be.
I'm sure
there's a story there. But it's rather understated, the sign. No neon.
That's true.
I mean, you kind of got to be looking for Onyx and Alabaster on the square. But... Man, y'all, that's some good coffee.
It is.
Very, very, very limited on food. I think there was maybe some scones and cookies or something like that. Like, don't go hungry.
No. In fact, there's kind of limited seating, so it might be something that you're just wanting to take a coffee around with you. But if you're needing seating, the other place I was going to mention.
We have the same ones, I have a feeling.
The coffee house.
On Bridge, yes.
The coffee house on Bridge Street. So this is a house, and every room kind of has a different vibe. And
now they do have you covered on seating and food.
Yeah. Great crepes, great avocado toast. They've got all kinds of good breakfast.
And some sweet items, if that's what you're wanting.
You're going to see a lot of people having business meetings there on the weekdays.
Bible studies.
Bible studies galore.
Mom
I lead a Bible study there. Yeah.
All kinds of things. But tons of seating.
But great coffee. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a large place.
I'm tickled thinking we could have also said, here's where the bathrooms are on Main Street, because there's not a lot. But the the coffee house does have one.
They have you're right. I could do a whole map on like who's got good bathrooms.
The visitor center. That's about it. No, there's not a lot. It's an old town, y'all.
That's true. Like plumbing. And right. You see a lot of signs like don't flush anything that doesn't need to be flushed. Yeah. Okay. So we've covered restaurants. We've covered coffee, shopping. I will mention just on places to stay that there are some really great Airbnbs in the area. We did an episode. I don't know if you remember this. You'll remember. The celebrity-owned Airbnbs.
Several were here.
Several were in Franklin. So if that's of interest to you, go listen to that episode. I'll link to it in our show notes.
I think there was at least one in Leaper's Fork, one or two, one in Columbia. So check those out first. Yeah.
The only hotel that we have in downtown Franklin, and it's still fairly new in the last few years, is called the Harpeth Hotel. It is a Hilton property, so if you like getting your Hilton points, it would go towards that. But it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
They did such a good job.
Good restaurant there.
Oh, yeah.
Fine dining.
$17.99 is the restaurant there. Obviously, if you remember the intro, we talked about that's when the city was founded. And they did just such a good job bringing the stories of Franklin, the authors of Franklin, artists, all of it into the hotel.
And books you'll see.
Design. And
bookshelves and all of that.
Yeah.
Also good cocktails.
They have some really good deals, though, on places to stay in Cool Springs, which is also
all
Franklin.
The chains and,
but yeah. You'll hear it referred to as Cool Springs, and it's not far. It's a drive. It's not walkable from downtown Franklin, but you're going to find all your chains there. I actually really love the Drury Inn because they have one of the only indoor-outdoor pools, for one. And then they have a happy hour where I think you get like two drink tickets. And they say it's like hors d'oeuvres.
But it's like basically a meal.
Spaghetti and tacos, which is dinner, honestly. Right. I don't know who's
so if you're a family, that might be where you want to be.
Yeah.
Because that's a pool and food.
Yeah. Their restaurant, Granite City, that's attached to the hotel
is so good. It's a brewery and
they
have some good food options.
So that's all I would say about places to stay. Obviously, we haven't stayed a lot of places because we haven't needed to.
Well, since you've mentioned Cool Springs, I'm going to say if you are here and need a sports bar, because that's a thing too. Like you could
be here
on a Saturday and the wife wants to shop and me and the other dudes are over at the sports bar. A couple that I will mention, an old one that's been here a while is Jonathan's Grill.
Oh, yeah. So many people go there.
Yeah.
TV's galore.
The bar area, you can get obviously food there too, but that's a little more fun for watching games.
Yeah.
Because it's just louder.
Yeah. Agree.
But the restaurant has TVs all around as well. So if you just wanted a meal with your family, but you need to know the scores, there you go. Jonathan's. And there's a newer one called Neighbors. So that's off of McEwen area. And that's another great sports bar.
Yeah. Cool. That's good to know because especially in the fall, that's a big deal. Like you're going to see large crowds and it's a fun and lively way to watch your game.
That's right.
Cool. Okay. Where should we go next? Should we talk about like activities?
Let's do live music and then go into more activities.
Tell us about music.
So live music wise, I wanted to mention in downtown Franklin, we have Kimbrough's Pick and Parlor.
Yes.
So that's just who knows who. I mean, you can look up who's going to be there. They've had some bigger names. Kingfish has played there.
Has he really?
Nancy Griffith has played there. I mean, there's been some bigger names, but also it could just be some local band.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're wanting to have, you know, just a little live music, that's a fun one.
And they stay open really late, too. So oh, yeah. There's not a lot of places we're talking about that stay open past 10.
Franklin's pretty
10.
Sleepy, but Kimbrough's will still probably be open.
Yeah.
We already mentioned Puckett's, but they get a lot of great music in there and does have a reservation needed and cover charge
for
that.
That's true.
And then there's a wonderful music venue in Leaper's Fork, which I'm going to have a whole section on Leaper's Fork here shortly.
You should, yeah.
But Fox and Lock.
Yes.
So that's, again, going to have music in, you know, throughout the day that's not a cover charge.
Right.
And then at night there is a cover charge.
Tons of bikers will be hanging out there by day because that is in an area where...
You There's can jump off riding. The Natchez Trace. Yes. There's great riding around here, around that area. So Fox and Lock, they do have some food options, and that's a great place for live music. In fact, the last time I was there, I thought I saw Rodney Crowell. I'm not sure if it was him, but I think it was. I mean, you literally don't know who you're going to see in there.
No, I mean, I see videos of like, oh, Carrie Underwood hopped up on stage and... Right. Sang a song with the house band. Like
the other thing, I remember going to something there one time that was like, you know, a songwriter that I've never heard of. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I know like four of those songs.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's always funny. That's too, crazy where you're too. Like, I didn't know that name, but wow, I know that music.
Yes, that's
so,
true.
And a lot
that's
of songwriters true. And musicians live in Leaper's Fork, so that's kind of keep your eyes open.
That's the extent of the touring that the songwriters do is
that's right.
playing Fox and Lot. But yeah, you're going to see a lot more.
You never know who's in there.
Famous so people there.
Keep your eyes open.
That's great.
Should we just go ahead and do Leaper's Fork? Or
yeah,
do we
do it. Do... Yeah, Leaper's Fork is definitely... an experience to put into your schedule if you even have an afternoon. Like, it is so worth it. It's beautiful, but it's just a little drive outside of
Franklin.
I believe
it's 7 miles from my driveway, but it's under 10 from downtown Franklin, wherever you are. And it's just special. It's very small. One of my favorite places to go in Leaper's Fork, whether I'm just needing inspiration or... literally wanting a gift for someone or just want to savor the day.
Yeah.
Is the David Arms Gallery.
Oh, yes.
The smell, the sounds, the art. I'm just, my senses are all so happy in this place.
It is precious.
It looks like an old barn with a tin roof.
Yep.
And the art in there is so... It's beautiful, but it's more than that. It's not even, it's a very unique style and message that
it's
comes through.
It's a message. It is a purposeful message, and it is uplifting for sure.
So I'll let you just dig around in there and see what speaks to you. But I'm telling you, you will be blessed if you walk through their door.
That's a good way to put that. Yep. I like that. David Arms.
Next up. Also, you're hearing from an art lover. So the Leaper's Creek Gallery is a fine art gallery where there's all different artists stuff for sale in there. Mm-hmm. I've never been able to purchase anything in there, but I love, again, to get inspired, walk around, just see some of it I love, some of it I don't like, because art is art.
Yeah, right.
But it's a wonderful place to walk around. Now... this almost could be just a way to spend a wonderful Saturday, even as a local.
Yeah.
And that is go to this brand new shop called Patina Home.
Okay.
It used to be Serenite Maison, if you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's changed hands, it's changed. Okay. And it's different.
Okay.
But outside, before you walk in, this is what I want to tell you. Go to Hank's Coffee Truck. And grab a coffee.
Okay. It's an actual, like, food truck kind of?
Yeah, like a really small coffee truck. Their hours are Wednesday to Sunday from 8 to 2. So this is only a morning, afternoon thing from Wednesday to Sunday. But that's when people are going to Leaper's anyway. And just grab a coffee, and they have fire pit there. There's a creek running through the back.
Oh, wow.
There's some different seating options.
Cool.
And it's just, if it's a warm enough day, or even if you're just sitting by the fire pit on a cool day, it's a wonderful place to spend an hour.
Wow. Just that sounds peaceful
and beautiful. And then inside the Patina Home Shop is home decor, some food, you know, gourmet food items.
Sure.
They don't have any jewelry like Serenite Maison did, but yeah, it's a nice place for
that's awesome.
Spend a little time as well. So there's lots of other shops and.
But Lieber's for downtown. I mean, we're talking a block and a half, 2 blocks.
It's yeah, I very, would go ahead and call it 2 because now there's some other shops yeah. further down and.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But you're pretty limited on
yeah.
food and parking,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
Like, if yeah. you're, speaking of, if you're handicapped, Lieber's is going to be hard.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know that I would tackle it if you've got somebody that is can't elderly walk very can't, much.
Yeah, yeah that's
you
true.
You might scratch it. But otherwise, if you have the time, it yeah. is so worth a visit.
Yeah, even a couple of hours. It's just a beautiful drive out there. And yeah.
And I will even say with that, you never know who you're going to see.
I've right.
run into Mike Wolf
oh,
a
yeah.
number of times yeah. in Leaper's Fork.
Good restaurant out there for breakfast called The Country Boy.
Oh my gosh.
It's just recently.
It's my favorite breakfast.
It's recently reopened. So if you want to start the day in Leaper's.
And they have lunch too. But
yeah.
it is my favorite breakfast yeah. spot.
That's where we saw Mike area. Wolf was at The
One
Country
of the
Boy.
Times. I've yeah. seen him there several times. So yeah.
Cool.
Don't miss Leaper's.
Okay. Well, let's talk about other activities.
Okay.
We know this is a longer episode, but we just have lots to talk about.
That's right.
We didn't want to shortchange you guys. So lots of activities. Obviously, we mentioned on the front end, we're not going to go through like every brochure they would hand you at the visitor center because you guys can go do that yourself. But we just wanted to highlight a few.
Some of our faves.
So I love Arrington Vineyards. It's also just a little drive from Franklin. It is owned by country music star Kix Brooks. And he opened it.
He's one of the owners.
One of the owners. He opened it in 2007. And I think we were at the opening. Like. That year we went a lot.
We went a lot when it first opened because the word wasn't out yet.
Yeah. So,
but the word's out now.
Word's out, so it does get packed. But they've grown with the growth.
Yeah,
they've increased parking. So pack a picnic, take some snacks with you because there's not a lot of food options there. But if you would like to eat there, we highly recommend our friends that have a food cottage out there, Simply Living Life.
It's good, y'all.
Gourmet foods that you will love. And the fun thing about during certain warm weather parts of the year is on one side of the property, they have jazz music and the actual...
I call it the lodge.
The lodge.
Up at the
yeah,
top.
Yeah, yeah. Where all the most of the wine is purchased. But the other side has bluegrass and it's a
casual atmosphere. Yeah. Well, it's all pretty casual. But
oh, yeah.
The bluegrass is like really casual.
The concessions over there match it. Like
right.
Simply
Barbecue,
Living Life
popcorn.
Does the food over there. But yeah, kettle corn and, you know, push pops or, you know, like
that
it's
kind of
just,
stuff.
Yeah. So very, very, very cool spot. They do have really good wines. My favorite wine there is the Red Fox Red. It's been around for ages, but.
Antebellum is another good one.
That one's real good too. So yeah, you can do wine tastings. Definitely something to check out. Now that I'm on the wine sort of train, I'll just go ahead and mention that the first Friday of every month, we have an art crawl. And this is a really cheap night out because lots of different stores stay open late, restaurants, banks, coffee shops. A lot of them will have an artist on site actually doing art or just showcasing art.
Yeah.
And most of the places have wine just available for free, some appetizers. It's just kind of a fun night out to walk around and enjoy people and just enjoy the scene. And it's just a fun spot. So Art Crawl is first Friday of every single month, even when it's cold.
Yeah. A lot more fun when it's not.
Obviously more fun, yeah, in the warmer months. Go ahead.
Well, the Franklin Theater is our historic downtown theater. Also a great place for a show. Obviously, that's a larger ticket price. And, you know, you might have to plan in order to go to something like that. But they also do old movies sometimes. Yeah. And I really enjoy doing that.
So fun.
Sometimes they'll do old classics and old Christmas classics.
Yeah.
So we literally have gone to see It's a Wonderful Life and then come out and been like, we're in Bedford Falls and It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, it's a beautifully restored 1937 historic theater. It's just beautiful. It's so fun. Even if you don't go inside, you got to go appreciate the sign at night. Take a picture under there. Speaking of shows, we have a group called Studio 10, T-E-N-N is in Tennessee, that does performances now at the new Turner Theater at the Factory. If you can get a ticket to one of their shows, that would
everything
be a fun
they do as well.
Activity.
They do well.
I really, really, really wanted to see that Million Dollar Quartet.
I know. They even extended it for a week, and we still didn't get to it. So, darn it.
But they're doing It's a Wonderful Life this season. They're doing Driving Miss Daisy in the spring. Ugh. They pick really
now
good
there's
shows.
There's a Southern story.
Yeah. There's been some celebrities and very influential people that have come alongside with the cast, crew, and even just to help fundraise. Jason Alexander is the fundraiser this month for
Isn't
the theater.
Funny?
So, yeah.
He's a trip. And on that same note with, again, a live show, we have the First Bank Amphitheater that's getting some great artist
y'all
here in Franklin.
Imagine Red Rocks out in Colorado, but with Tennessee limestone, and it's a rock quarry.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what this is. It's like a hole in the earth that's a rock quarry that they decided this would make for a great music venue.
And I mean, they're getting, you know, NSYNC, Jonas Brothers, like
we saw Harry,
names you know.
We saw Harry Connick Jr. there.
Swoon.
Front row, baby.
I would and take then- that 10 times again over Jonas Brothers or NSYNC, by the way. He's my dude.
I saw Doobie Brothers there. That was really fun. They get really, really, really good shows. So that's a fun spot, too. We have Harlandsdale Farm is one of my absolute favorite places to go for a beautiful walk. We take our dog there. There's a great dog park. If you're traveling with a pet, that would be a great place to let your furry
Absolutely.
Friend run. They have like a small dog section and a big dog section. There's a really big pond out there that's well stocked with fish, so we fish out there. It's just gorgeous.
It's catch and release, by the way, which
yes.
you probably figured that.
Yes.
But
yeah,
there's also, that is one of three or four entry points for canoes and kayaks as well.
Yes.
So if you're coming with your canoe or kayak, all of our parks are great. You
yeah.
can get in at Pinkerton Park, Harlandsdale. There's one at the eastern flank near Carnton.
Yeah.
And if you don't, if you're wanting to do that but don't have a kayak, there's rentals available where you know, park in one location and get in, and then they pick you up and bring you back.
Awesome. Yes.
To
I've
your
never
car.
Done that, but I've always
so
wanted to.
So if it's
to.
Warm weather, that could be a fun activity.
Yeah. Harlandsdale Farm is also home to the Pilgrimage Musical Festival, which has been around almost 10 years now. It started
That's
in 2015.
Wild.
Yeah. They get some major acts. It's every September. First of all, let me mention, it's Better Than Ezra's frontman, who's also a Franklin resident, Griffin, who had the initial idea for this festival. And Willie Nelson, Chris Stapleton, Sheryl Crow, Steven Tyler, that was year one.
Yeah, I saw that.
Rolling Stone called Pilgrimage the best curated festival in the country.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a pretty drive and picnic area, another mention is the Natchez Trace. We did a whole episode on the length of the Natchez Trace.
Yes.
But here in Franklin, there's a real pretty portion that includes a gorgeous, really tall bridge.
Yes.
So that might be a fun place to...
Like iconic bridge, like you've seen this photo.
On album covers
yeah.
and magazine
yeah.
covers. And
yeah.
I think it's been on Southern Living. So that's definitely... A nice place for a picnic or letting your kids run around and get some
yes.
wiggles out.
Lots of pull-off locations. And if you took it north, then you could get to the Loveless Cafe that way. That would be a fun spot
yeah.
too. But that's getting into Nashville.
That's
Sorry.
Nashville. We're not going there.
Okay. Got to stick to Franklin. So I'm ready to move on to my pro tips.
Let's
do
it.
Do you want to move to pro tips?
Sure.
Okay. So the first one is I have a pizza shop that I absolutely love called Sal's Pizza. The reason I love it is very family friendly. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is the kind of pizza joint that I'm only getting. We're only getting pizza from Sal's if we're eating at Sal's, right? Like,
Now, you can get it to go. You can get it to go. You can get it even by the slice, which is unique to a lot of places.
Yes, but it's New York style pizza. It's just so cute and quaint. Frank Sinatra is almost always playing on the soundtrack. There is no corking fee.
Hallelujah.
They will gladly bring your wine glasses out to you, but they will not charge you a corking fee. They do not sell beer or wine, but there's a liquor store on the backside that you can go pick up your bottle on the front end and then bring it in. And it's just really good pizza and a really fun atmosphere. And I just don't hear it talked about very much. It's not in downtown, but it's very close to downtown.
Oh, yeah.
So Sal's Pizza is a must.
Okay, another no corking fee that I will mention is you definitely are not going to see this on any tourism. In fact, some people might be like, why did you mention that? That's our local thing. Ernie Greer is a resident, longtime resident of Franklin, wonderful man that you will likely find in overalls and a University of Tennessee baseball cap. But he makes country hams, sausage, that kind of thing. But with reservations on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
He does a little restaurant in this back shed, y'all. And it is very casual. You know, think fold-out chairs and the red and white checkered, wipeable.
Yes.
Tablecloth.
Yes.
But it's BYOB, no corking fee, and they have wonderful steaks.
Wonderful steaks. Priced at a wonderful steak price.
Yeah, I think a filet was $40.
But it was so good.
And I think it came with a side, maybe. I can't remember if that was included or extra. Anyway, they have, it's just very casual, but a fun vibe. You have to have a reservation. It's Friday night. Saturday night. Sunday is breakfast brunch kind of time frame. There's no website. This is in Leaper's Fork, by the way. There's no website, but if you just look up Ernie Greer, Franklin, Tennessee, you'll find the phone number and...
It's like finding a speakeasy.
It kind of is. And then where to pull in and park and all that is a thing. But if that's interesting to you, a little secret pro tip, there you go.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Okay. Well, the history of Franklin that we mentioned on the front end is told everywhere. What you won't see told everywhere is the spiritual heritage of Franklin.
I'm beaming because my sister is the one who did this whole thing.
Well, and it's so, the history here.
So rich.
Is so rich. So in 2013, I'll keep this really short. I did feel a prompting from the Lord to dive into the histories of like revivals that had happened here and just what preachers have come through here, what people had experienced just in the many years of war and up till now. And so I created an online self-guided walking tour. It's about a 1 mile loop in downtown Franklin. You can listen along to audio clips of me talking about the spiritual heritage here. So things like the impact of the 1895 holiness movement and how that affected our city, the rebuilding of a crushed city from the Battle of Franklin, what that looked like. And one of the key players in that was Civil War chaplain by the name of E.M. Bounds, Edward McKendry Bounds, who lived here, and he held the very first integrated prayer meeting right on our square.
So amazing. And if you read much on prayer, you likely have heard of him.
Yeah. So, I mean, even some of the modern day moves of the Spirit through songwriters and music that's been created here, it's all in that tour. So,
and if that interests you, she'll link to it in the show notes. And you also may be interested in the Franklin Prayer House. Now, it's not a 24-hour prayer house like some cities have. It does have a schedule online.
Yes.
And you don't know who's leading each session because they don't want it about names of who's famous and all that. But it's a very sweet atmosphere. Every time I've been... And the styles could be very different.
I went
in one time when it was all hymns, this man leading on keyboard.
Oh, cool.
Another time it was, you know, female led. Like, you just, I don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah. I love that. Good mention. So, yeah, check that out. I'll link to it in our show notes. Okay. I've got a couple more.
Me too.
You okay. go next.
If you know of Dave Ramsey, who is a
brilliant
finance
yes.
guru, he has his Ramsey Solutions located here, and they actually do their radio show there
on
location daily.
Yeah. yeah.
So it's not always him. Sometimes it is, but right. there's other, so what would you call
like,
them? Not celebrities.
No, names, but speakers. But like he has a speaking panel. Speakers bureau. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And so different ones are there, but with you go on his website and down at the bottom of the page, there's a link to let them know that you're coming for a visit. Like they need to know you're coming.
Okay.
But it's free and you get to watch the live show as well as, often they'll come out and meet the people that are there after.
So fun.
And there's a coffee shop. There's a bookstore. So yeah. if you're a Dave Ramsey fan, that could be a fun activity.
That is such just a good mention.
Know. Yeah.
I love that you mentioned that because nobody talks about that. And it is such a fun experience to go over there, whether you know Dave or not. Because, I mean, he's fielding phone calls. And, I mean, it is fun.
Yeah.
It's a really fun atmosphere. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Okay. I held back on one of my stores when we were talking about shopping because I wanted to give a little bit of highlight to Zula and Mac.
Oh, my
Zula
Lord.
And Mac is,
oh, my Lord.
They are close to downtown, but they are, and they're walkable-ish, but they're not Main Street. So this is a boutique that has, in my opinion, the most reasonably priced clothes and accessories. Now,
the home goods are all over the place. They're like price-wise.
Yeah.
But they're all beautiful.
Yes.
If, you know.
I would say home decor-wise, they are still in line with a lot of other Franklin boutiques. But the clothing and the accessories, and especially when they're having sales.
Which y'all, they do often, I feel like.
You will find very unique pieces at very, very, very fair prices.
We love this shop, and it happens to be two doors from my house. But that's don't come knocking unless I know you're coming, because Libby and I will be.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've gotten great jeans there, great gifts, jewelry.
I just went to their holiday open house. That was fun.
I didn't know about that. Hey. Well, when we were scrambling to figure out what we were going to wear on stage at the Franklin Theater, and I was like, oh my goodness, what am I going to wear? This is where I found my top. So
I did not know that that's where you found that top, but that is a good one.
It's a good spot. So put it on your list. Pro
tip. And it's on the way from downtown Franklin to Carnton. So if you're doing both.
Mapping it. Yep. Just good job.
Do that.
Okay. What else you got? Oh, Okay. So, I mean, how many of y'all have been traveling with kids and you're like, we need to eat and they're about to lose their dang minds? Well, I've got a spot for you.
That I don't have that problem.
Burger Dandy, also in downtown Franklin on the far end at First Avenue and Main Street. Burger Dandy, kind of a retro burger shop. They have Etch-a-Sketches galore. Uh-uh. Yes. And, good, I have a pro tip for you, too.
You did.
So they have Etch-a-Sketches in, like, a bucket at the cash register. You hand those to the kids, and you would think they've just gotten a Nintendo Switch because they just don't play with those much. So it's fun.
Good to know.
And the burgers are really great, and it's just a really fun atmosphere. So very simple. I mean, it's literally just burgers, but that's a good spot when the kids are melting down. And in, like, warmer weather, they've got cornhole in the back too that you can play cornhole. So
that's adorable.
It's very entertaining for kids.
Okay, couple more pro tips. As a Franklin resident, I've probably been to most of the Mexican restaurants that we have. And pretty much so many people love Mexican.
I do, yeah.
So my vote, I love Pueblo Real. It's on West Main Street, so it's very drivable from downtown Franklin. But it's more authentic.
Yeah.
Mexican
yeah.
than like Mojo's. I love Mojo's tacos, yeah. but that's like fun, chic, yeah. unique Mexican.
Yeah. You can tell by the lunch crowd of people that are coming in
Pueblo Real
that it's authentic right. for sure.
So I really like that place for Mexican. And then right around the same strip mall is a Paletas Tacumbo, which is a popsicle ice cream
yes.
joint.
So fresh, right?
And they have wonderful paletas, and the mangonada, which I know now is like a Hispanic thing. It's a Mexican thing.
Okay.
But the mangoes and chili syrup and all of that. So if you want like a more authentic experience, hit those two places. And one other pro tip, I will say we have a meet and three over near Cool Springs called Bishop's.
Yes.
And it's owned by the same people that have Hattie B's, and you can get the same hot chicken at Bishop's not be in the tourist line at Hattie B's.
Because that line at Hattie B's, I bet, is going to be long for a while.
Yeah.
That's a great pro tip.
Okay. So there you go.
Well, you know, when doing this episode, we obviously didn't have to do a lot of research, but I did try and dig into a few things that are like really new that we haven't visited, or, you know, I did some digging.
And there's always new stuff.
But one of the things that I learned that I was like, I've never heard anything about this, was how many accolades we have for sustainability. So I just wanted to mention really quickly.
For sure.
So I didn't even know that there's a term called LEED, L-E-E-D, which is Leadership in Energy, Environmental, and Environmental Design. Wow. That's why they call it LEED. Okay. Well, Franklin became Tennessee's first LEED Silver Certified City in 2018.
Hey.
So the way we're getting these awards is things like LED parking garage signage, street lighting retrofits, solar panels in use, a wastewater plant that's conserving water, just different like residential curbside recycling programs, all these things added up are sort of showing that we care not just about the past and the history, but we're
about our future.
We care about the future. So
wouldn't Elon Musk be proud of us? I don't think he's ever visited here. He needs to come.
Maybe. If anyone knows Elon, just be sure and share this episode with him. But yeah, be sure and visit us, because obviously we love our city here. And
we've made this, what, how long is our episode now? Are we about 3 episodes?
Yep, we are. We're well over an hour. So obviously we have passion around it and could not condense it into our typical 20 or 30 minute show. Obviously, we would also love to answer any questions that you have, but hopefully this has covered a lot of what we would want to tell you about Franklin.
And I was only joking when I said don't come knocking if you go to Zula and Mac, because nobody loves people more than me. I just really meant like I might be doing a massage. So let me know you're coming and I'll try to meet you somewhere.
That's right. She'll meet
especially
you
for, if you're Elon Musk. I'm just kidding.
She'll meet you at Onyx and Alabaster for coffee. Okay, y'all, have a great week, and we'll be back next time with more Southern culture.
Peace be with y'all.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.